Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, welcome once again to Winning Every Day Podcast, where we draw strength, wisdom, and inspiration from God's Word to help you live each day in victory. I'm so glad you've joined me today, wherever you're listening from, whether you're preparing for work, in traffic, on campus, or just easing into your day. I want you to know this: God has something fresh and powerful for you right here, right now. Today's topic is Mount Up with Wings Like Eagles, and our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, which says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Recently, I read a story about a farmer who discovered a young eagle that had fallen from its nest. Not knowing what else to do, he took the eagle chick home and placed it among his chickens. The eagle grew up eating chicken feed, scratching the ground, and fluttering weak wings, never realizing it was created for the skies. One day, a naturalist visited the farmer and was shocked to see this majestic bird living like a chicken. He picked up the eagle, carried it to a high fence, and urged it to fly. But the eagle hopped back down to the chicken coop. Then the man lifted it up, this time facing the sunrise. As the eagle gazed at the bright horizon, something stirred within. With a mighty cry, it spread its wings, and for the first time, soared into the sky where it belonged. Friends, how many of us are living below our God-given potential because we've forgotten who we are? God created you to soar, not to crawl. You were designed to rise above fear, doubt, and limitations. The eagle in that story was never meant to live like a chicken, and you are never meant to live a defeated life. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. But what does it mean to wait on the Lord? It's not passive. It means leaning on Him, trusting His timing, drawing strength in prayer, worship, and His Word. Let me ask you, are you tired right now? Maybe weary from life's battles, career struggles, family pressures, or even spiritual dryness? Here's the encouragement. God promises renewed strength to those who wait on Him. The same God who sustains the universe is committed to lifting you up. In Psalm 103, verse 5, the Bible says He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Do you feel stuck, like your dreams are grounded? Remember, eagles don't flap endlessly like sparrows. They soar on the wind. God's Spirit is the wind beneath your wings. If you'll spread your faith, He'll lift you higher than your strength ever could. Take a moment to reflect on these questions. What is weighing you down? Fear of tomorrow? A past mistake? Financial burdens? Sickness? Heartbreak? Whatever it is, God says, "Cast your cares on me, for I care for you." 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Today, don't settle for the chicken yard when the sky is yours. Begin the day by choosing to trust God in that one area that has been a burden. Pray over it. Speak life to it. Then move boldly, knowing you have wings. And as you go today, say this together with me. Today, I choose to wait on the Lord. My strength is renewed. I mount up with wings like an eagle. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and not faint. I refuse to live small. I will rise higher, go further, and live fully in God's plan for my life. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that we are created to soar. I pray for every listener that you renew their strength. Lift them above discouragement, above fear, above limitations. Let today be filled with fresh opportunities, divine favor, and testimonies. Lord, let your peace and power rest upon them as they go out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining me today on Winning Every Day Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with a friend or family member. You never know whose life you'll touch. Remember, every single day is another chance to win with God on your side. Until next time, keep soaring and keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.